I hadn't thought about this moth since then, but the moment it came to mind, I got to my knees and looked under the house until I found it. So many things in my life had changed, even the way I looked, but when I unwrapped the moth from its funeral shroud, it was the same startlingly lovely creature as on the day I had entombed it. It seemed to be wearing a robe in subdued grays and browns, like Mother wore when she went to her mahjong games at night. Everything about it seemed beautiful and perfect, and so utterly unchanged. If only one thing in my life had been the same as during that first week in Kyoto. As I thought of this, my mind began to swirl like a hurricane. It struck me that we, the moth and I, were two opposite extremes. My existence was as unstable as a stream, changing in every way. But the moth was like a piece of stone, changing not at all. While thinking this thought, I reached out a finger to feel the moth's velvety surface, but when I brushed it with my fingertip, it turned all at once into a pile of ash without even a sound, without even a moment in which I could see it crumbling. I was so astonished I let out a cry. The swirling in my mind stopped. I felt as if I had stepped into the eye of a storm. I let the tiny shroud and its pile of ashes flutter to the ground. And now I understood the thing that had puzzled me all morning. The stale air had washed away. The past was gone. My mother and father were dead, and I could do nothing to change it. But I suppose that for the past year, I'd been dead in a way too. And my sister, yes, she was gone. But I wasn't gone. I'm not sure this will make sense to you, but I felt as though I'd turned around to look in a different direction, so that I no longer faced backward toward the past, but forward toward the future. And now the question confronting me was this: what would that future be? The moment this question formed in my mind, I knew with as much certainty as I'd ever known anything that sometime during that day I would receive a sign. This was why the bearded man had opened the window in my dream. He was saying to me, "Watch for the thing that will show itself to you, because that thing, when you find it, will be your future." I had no time for another thought before Auntie called out to me, "Chio, come here."